Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. In our last episode of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, we had the pleasure of chatting with Christian author and speaker Patrice Burrell about how to be a prayer warrior. If you missed that conversation, please check it out when you get the chance. The wisdom, insight, and practical tips that she provided will help you to confidently and consistently pray to our Lord. There was one point that Patrice brought up in our discussion that had me leaning in, and that was her encouragement for believers to participate in silent prayer by developing the discipline of not always talking when we pray, but sitting still and simply being in the presence of God. Now, in our rushed and distracted society, this may sound so very hard to do. We don't always have the patience to just be still. And when we do, we probably don't want to, because our minds are constantly bombarded with what we could do or what we feel like we should be doing. So, how can we clear our minds to create the space that our soul needs to simply sit before the Lord, be still, and listen to Him? One way is to meditate on the scriptures. If you're wondering what that is or how to even do that, today's episode is for you. I want you to think of today's show as a mini prayer training on how to meditate on God's word, because I'm going to be giving you an easy three-step process to help you clear your mind and fill your thoughts with God's word and hope through prayer meditation.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Meditating on its own is contemplating, pondering, or thinking about something for an extended amount of time. It's surrendering our mental capacity to a certain thought, or no thought at all, with the central purpose to clear the mind and enter a state of calm. Now, many people may think, my mind is constantly spinning and thinking about millions of things at the same time. I don't believe I have the discipline to meditate. But think of it this way. If you've ever worried about something to the point that you can't stop thinking about it and you're mentally obsessed with it, you're pretty much meditating. Worry is a type of meditation. Now, that's not the type of meditation we want to practice as Christians, right? In secular circles, the purpose of meditation is more so to simply clear the mind, calm the mind, and empty the mind. But as Christians, we don't want to stop at an empty mind. We want our minds to be filled with God's truth. This is where scripture meditation comes in. Scripture meditation is pondering the scripture for an extended amount of time, thinking about its meaning and intention deeper than just a simple read of a verse or passage in the Bible. Meditation is a biblical practice to use our thoughts to glorify God. We're not emptying our minds, but we are filling our minds with God's truth. Scripture meditation is truly savoring the Word of God, or what Jesus calls the bread of life. In real life, we can eat so fast that we don't even taste the food that we consume. But when we take our time to savor the flavors and enjoy the taste that food brings, a new enjoyment and pleasure comes to eating. Consuming God's word is much the same. In our busy society, we're often tempted to rush our time in God's word without truly savoring his truth. But when we meditate on God's word, we give our time and focus to truly take in God's word. So, how can we do that? Well, I'm about to teach you with my simple three-step process on how to meditate on God's word. The first step is to select the verse of passage that you want to meditate on. Maybe you have a favorite verse or life verse that you want to choose, or maybe you want to find scriptures on a particular topic that interests you. To do that, you can use a Bible app or software like the YouVersion Bible app to search whichever particular word you want to find scriptures on for that topic. If you are just getting started with meditating on scripture, I suggest starting with one verse. You may think that's not enough to meditate on, but trust me, God's word is living and active, as we learn in Hebrews 4:12, and one verse is more than enough to get you started. Once you get used to meditating, then it may be easier for you to move up to begin meditating on passages, chapters, and even entire books of the Bible. I also want to add that selecting a scripture to meditate on is something you can, and I would say you should, pray about. Simply ask God to reveal to you what he wants you to meditate on, what scripture or truth it is that he wants you to savor. So, once you have decided what scripture you will meditate on, you are ready to move to step two. The second step to scripture meditation is to acquaint or familiarize yourself with the scripture. You can't really think about something that you don't know. So even if you only have one verse that you're meditating on, it will greatly help you to have a basic understanding of that verse. You can do so in many ways. You can read the verse in its full context, which means that you not only read the verse, but also read the scriptures around the verse to get a more complete understanding of what the verse means. You can read the verse in different translations. You can read the verse out loud so that you can hear yourself actually saying it. You can write the verse down so that you can see the verse written on paper. If you can, you can even memorize the scripture, and that's even better because then you're not limited to only meditating on the verse when you have your Bible, but then you can meditate on the verse anywhere you go. You don't have to do all these things, but choose one or some of them that will be helpful to you to help you familiarize yourself with the scripture that you choose to meditate on. Now you've selected a scripture, you've acquainted yourself with the scripture, and now you are ready for the third and final step of scripture meditation, which is to focus and think on the scripture. Before you meditate on the scripture, you want to clear your mind so that you can focus. If you have a lot on your mind, maybe you can write it all down just to get it out of your head and know that that list of things to do will be right there waiting for you when you get back. Now, clearing the mind is where secular meditation stops. But that is not what we do as Christians. We are clearing the mind so that we can then fill it with God's truth. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Once your mind is clear, it is time to simply think and focus on the scripture. Now, this is pretty straightforward. You are literally going to think about the scripture. So, to get you started, here are a few scripture meditation prompts. One, chew on the scripture slowly. You may say the scripture over and over again in your mind slowly. Think slowly about each word of the verse, what it means, and why would the author use that particular word. Two, get curious about the scripture and ask lots of questions. What emotions or feelings are evoked from this scripture? Why was this particular scripture important for God to put in the Bible? Three, view the scripture from all angles. How do you think the author of the scripture was feeling when they wrote it? How do you think the original audience of the scripture would have felt when they heard it? If the scripture is about a person or people in the Bible, ask yourself what you think each person's perspective would have been in that scenario. What do you think God wants you to learn and take away from this scripture today? Now, these are prompts to get you started, but let your mind wander about the scripture as the Lord leads. If you've done step two and familiarized yourself with the scripture, you can meditate on the scripture anywhere, washing the dishes, waiting in the carpool line, or on your commute to work. In the Psalms, we read of David meditating on God's word in the watches of the night. Also, God commands Joshua to meditate on his word day and night. In Joshua 1:7, God told him, "Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go." The most challenging part of meditating on scripture is being intentional to make time to do it and then creating the space in your mind to think on God's word. So, if you're just getting started, I recommend setting aside time and quiet to meditate. Maybe this is something you can incorporate into your devotional or prayer time if you already do that. As you become more comfortable with scripture meditation, then you can meditate anywhere you go. As you become more acquainted and engaged with the scripture, you may naturally find yourself thinking about it as you go about your day. Scripture meditation is not the same as reading or studying your Bible. It's simply creating the mental space to think about God's word and what it means. If you find yourself getting off focus, that's fine. Just notice your mind has wandered off the scripture and return back to your practice of scripture meditation. Don't waste time beating yourself up for getting off track. It will take time to train your mind to focus, so you'll need to extend yourself grace. The purpose of scripture meditation is not to be the best at it, but to allow God's powerful word to fill your mind, thoughts, and soul. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. I also want to invite you to study the Bible with me by downloading the Beloved Women app available in the Apple or Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for listening today, friend, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.